Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Simaya. May I locate your account with your zip code?
And what's the company I'm even calling?
I have a third-party billing company that serves several different products. I won't be just won't
okay.
able to be disclosed until I pull up your information. What was the issue you're calling on today?
77060, that's my zip code.
I'm sorry, repeat that again.
77060.
77060, what's your name?
Yeah, Andrea Nash.
Thank you. So I did pull up your account, Ms. Nash. May I have your address?
17103 Imperial Valley Drive, Houston, Texas.
Thank you. So yes, I located your account with the dash cam. Do you remember paying the postage for that product? That was back on the 30th of October.
What is it?
The dash cam.
I never got the cam. How are they charging me $49 for that?
Well, let's see. We're willing to definitely assist. Now, according to United States Postal Service, the regular mail is still at fault. It still will be delivered to you. It says it will deliver on Tuesday. But in the terms and conditions when you place the order, ma'am, 48 hours later, it bills enrolling you to a membership that is a recurring billing each month.
No, I cancel that, please. And this, what do I have to do to cancel that? I never
I can refund
up.
Back at least 35% of the funds to you.
No, what do I have to do to cancel the whole thing? Because I never, first of all, my address on the 30th of October, what address did it deliver? What apartment number?
It hasn't been delivered yet, ma'am. It won't be delivered until Tuesday.
Okay, what apartment number do you have? So I'm having a new apartment.
The address is 1703 Imperial Valley Lane, apartment 259.
Okay, that's the right apartment. Okay, so it's coming on Tuesday of this week, of next week?
That is correct. I can refund back 50% of the funds, so you can just keep the product.
I mean, but it didn't say no $49 on the screen. How is it charging me $49 and it said it was a $6.95 charge?
Because that's how much the membership fee to enroll in.
But how do you charge? How do they charge a membership fee before you get the product?
That's what's saying in the terms and conditions. But we can only refund back 50% of the funds to you, and you're more than welcome to keep the product.
So I've been paid $25 for a camera that I don't really. It's supposed to have been a prize for answering the survey.
So the refund has been processed, and you should receive it in 3 to 5 business days along with an email.
How come you can't get full refund? Well, I don't,
unfortunately, they only refund back 50% of the funds, miss.
Mm-hmm. And let me, can you hold on for me to get a pen and write this down? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to have to file a fraud charge on this. In fact, I took a picture, now that you mentioned it, of this transaction. And in nowhere did they mention a membership. But
okay, well then, of course, Miss, we're willing to go ahead and refund back the full amount to you. And that does cancel any recurring billing. You should receive it in 3 to 5 business days.
Right. Because that was totally fraud. Okay. And what's the name? Let me hear. Let me write down the name of the company because I am so tired of this. I need to stop doing this. This is ridiculous. Okay, hold on. I got a pen, got a paper. What's the name of the company?
Let's see. You have the dash, well, the product is dash cam, ma'am. But the
dash.
Website is perfectdiscountsupply.com.
Perfect. Okay, hold on. Discount.
Supply.
Supply.com. Okay, I definitely will be writing to them because this is getting to be a mess. Okay.
Anything else?
Is there a receipt for the refund?
You will receive it by email.
And what email do you have?
Roots4us@gmail.com.
Okay.
Anything else?
When will the receipt be in there?
I'm sorry, man. Your line is going out, man. Repeat that again.
When will the receipt be in there? Is it there now?
You should receive it in a couple of minutes, ma'am. But the cancellation number is the same as the order number that was sent to you before, ma'am.
Well, I don't even know what that is. Yeah, can I have that?
Sure. C as in cat. 258-201-211.
Thank you.
That is correct. Thank you. You're welcome. If there's nothing else, thank you for calling customer support.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.